Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Timothy, my son, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony to which was born at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and apostle, I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 16 through 22. At that time Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he went to the synagogue, as his custom was, on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read, and there was given to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. On this day, the 1st of September, we commemorate Simeon the Stylite. Our righteous father Simeon was born about the year 390 in a certain village named Cis, in the mountain region of Cilicia or Syria. Having first been a shepherd, he entered the monastic discipline at a young age. After trying various kinds of ascetical practices, both in the monastery and then in the wilderness, he began standing on pillars of progressively greater height and heroically persevered in this for more than 40 years. The greater part of this time he spent standing upright, even when one of his feet became gangrenous and other parts of his body gave way under the strain. He did not adopt this strange way of life out of vainglory, a charge that some of his contemporaries made against him at the first, because he was already famous for his asceticism and holiness before ascending his first pillar. Many pious people came to him, wishing to touch his garments, either for healing or for a blessing. To escape the continual vexation they caused, he made a pillar about 10 feet high, and then higher and higher until the fourth and last was about 50 feet high. The church historian Theodoret of Cyrrhus, an eyewitness of his exploits, who wrote of him while Simeon was yet alive, called him the great wonder of the world. God gave him the grace to persevere in such an astonishing form of asceticism that multitudes came to see him from Persia, Armenia, South Arabia, Georgia, Thrace, Spain, Italy, Gaul, and the British Isles. Theodoret says that he became so famous in Rome that the nomadic Arabs by the thousands believed in Christ and were baptized because of him. The king of Persia sent envoys to inquire into his way of life, and the queen asked to be sent oil that he had blessed. He also was a great defender of sound doctrine and confirmed the orthodoxy of the Holy Council of Chalcedon for many who had been beguiled by the teachings of the Monophysites, including the Empress Eudoxia, widow of Theodosius the Younger. After a life of unheard-of achievements and struggles, he reposed in peace at the age of 69 in the year 459. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.